Aquatic Ecosystems. Section 2. Marine Ecosystems. Marine ecosystems are ecosystems that contain salt water. Such ecosystems are found in and around the world's oceans. In the open water, the amount of sunlight and available nutrients vary from one part of an ocean to another. In coastal areas, the water level and salinity usually change during the day. Coastal wetlands. Coastal land areas that are covered by salt water for all or part of the time are known as coastal wetlands. Coastal wetlands provide habitat and nesting areas for many fish and wildlife. Coastal wetlands also absorb excess rain, which protects areas from flooding. They filter out pollutants and sediments, and they provide recreational areas for boating, fishing, and hunting. Estuaries. Many coastal wetlands form in estuaries. An estuary is an area in which fresh water from a river mixes with salt water from the ocean. As the two bodies of water meet, currents form and cause mineral-rich mud and dissolved nutrients to fall to the bottom. Figure 11 illustrates how the waters mix in such a way that the estuary becomes a nutrient trap. These nutrients then become available to producers, and in some shallow areas, marsh grass will grow in the mud. Estuaries are very productive ecosystems because they constantly receive fresh nutrients from the river. The surrounding land, such as the mainland or a peninsula, protects estuaries from the harsh force of ocean waves. Plants and animals of estuaries. For a week each spring, horseshoe crabs, shown in Figure 12, crawl out of the ocean and onto the beaches of Delaware Bay. In the shallow areas along the shore, the crabs mate and lay billions of eggs. Many migrating shorebirds depend on these eggs for food. Estuaries support many marine organisms because estuaries receive plenty of light for photosynthesis and plenty of nutrients for plants and animals. Rivers supply nutrients that have been washed from the land, and because the water is shallow, sunlight can reach all the way to the bottom of the estuary. The light and nutrients support large populations of rooted plants, as well as plankton. The plankton, in turn, provide food for larger animals, such as fish. Dolphins, manatees, otters, and other mammals often feed on fish and plants in estuaries. Oysters, barnacles, and clams live anchored to marsh grass or rocks and feed by filtering plankton out of the water. Organisms that live in estuaries are able to tolerate variations in salinity because the salt content of the water varies as fresh water and salt water mix when tides go in and out. Estuaries provide protected harbors, access to the ocean, and connection to a river. As a result, many of the world's major ports are built on estuaries. Of the 10 largest urban areas in the world, 6 were built on estuaries. These 6 cities are Tokyo, New York, Shanghai, Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro, and Bombay. Threats to estuaries. Estuaries in populated areas were often used as solid waste landfills. The landfills were then developed and used as building sites. This practice occurred widely in California, which now has plans to restore some of its estuary wetlands. The pollutants that damage estuaries are the same pollutants that damage other aquatic ecosystems: sewage, industrial waste, and agricultural runoff. Most of these pollutants eventually break down over time, but estuaries cannot cope with the excessive amounts produced by dense human populations. Salt marshes. In estuaries where rivers deposit their load of mineral-rich mud, salt marshes form. Here, thousands of acres of salt marsh support a community of clams, fish, and aquatic birds. The marsh also acts as a nursery in which many species of shrimps, crabs, and fishes find protection when they are small. As they grow to maturity and migrate to the sea, they are eaten by larger fish or caught by commercial fisheries. Salt marshes, like other wetlands, absorb pollutants and protect inland areas. Mangrove swamps. Mangroves, such as those shown in Figure 13, are several species of small trees adapted for growing in shallow salt water. Most mangroves have wide, above-ground root systems for support. Dense growths of mangrove trees in swampy areas called mangrove swamps are found in tropical and subtropical zones. Mangrove swamps help to protect the coastline from erosion and reduce the damage from storms. They provide habitat for about 2,000 animal species. Like salt marshes, mangrove swamps have been filled with waste or used for development projects in many parts of the world. Rocky and sandy shores. Rocky shores have many more plant and animal species than sandy shores do. The rocks anchor seaweed and the many animals that live on it, such as sea anemones, mussels, and sponges. Life on sandy shores, although less diverse, is abundant in the water and in the sand and sediments. In the water and on land, animals are adapted to the effects of drying and exposure at low tide. At low tide, birds poke and prod about for animals that have not attached themselves firmly enough or buried themselves deeply enough to escape the tidal pull. Barrier islands, such as the one in Figure 14, often run parallel to sandy shores. These islands help to protect the mainland and the coastal wetlands from storms and ocean waves. Coral reefs. Coral reefs are limestone ridges built by tiny coral animals called coral polyps and the algae that live inside them. Coral polyps secrete skeletons of limestone, or calcium carbonate, which slowly accumulate and form coral reefs. Thousands of species of plants and animals live in the cracks of coral reefs, which makes coral reefs among the most diverse ecosystems on Earth. Because reef-building corals live only in warm salt water, where there is enough light for photosynthesis, coral reefs are found in shallow, clear tropical seas. Figure 15 shows the locations of coral reefs. Only the outer layer of a reef contains living corals, which build their rock homes with the help of the photosynthetic algae that live within them. Corals, such as those shown in Figure 16, are predators that never chase their prey. Their stinging polyps capture small animals that float or swim close to the reef. Because of their convoluted shape, coral reefs provide a habitat for a magnificent variety of fish, snails, clams, sponges, and many other types of organisms. Coral reefs in danger. Coral reefs are fragile ecosystems. If the surrounding water is too hot or cold for too long, or if it is too muddy, polluted, or high in nutrients, the algae that live in the corals will leave or die. As a result, the corals turn white, a condition called coral bleaching. If coral bleaching occurs often or long enough, coral animals and the reefs they build will die. Since the 20th century, bleaching events have been occurring more frequently, mainly due to human activities. About 50% of the world's coral reefs are now in danger of destruction. In addition, global warming, oil spills, and polluting runoff have been linked to the destruction of coral reefs. As well, overfishing upsets the balance of a reef ecosystem by devastating fish populations. Because coral reefs grow slowly, a reef may not be able to repair itself when parts of it are stressed or destroyed. Oceans. Because water absorbs light, sunlight that plants can use for photosynthesis penetrates only about 100 meters, or 330 feet, into the ocean. As a result, much of the ocean's life is concentrated in the shallow coastal waters. Here, sunlight penetrates to the bottom, and rivers wash nutrients from the land. Seaweed and algae grow anchored to rocks, and phytoplankton drift on the surface. Invertebrates and fish that feed on these plants are also concentrated near the shore. Plants and animals of oceans. In the open ocean, phytoplankton grow only in areas where there is enough light and nutrients. As a result, the open ocean is one of the least productive of all ecosystems. Phytoplankton have buoyancy devices, such as oil bubbles, that prevent them from sinking into deep water, which is too dark for photosynthesis. The sea's smallest herbivores are the zooplankton, which live near the surface with the phytoplankton they eat. The zooplankton include jellyfish, tiny shrimp, and the larvae of fish and bottom-dwelling animals, such as oysters and lobsters. Fish feed on the plankton, as do marine mammals, such as whales. The depths of the ocean are perpetually dark, so most food at the ocean floor consists of dead organisms that fall from the surface. Decomposers, filter feeders, and the organisms that eat them live in the deep areas of the ocean. Figure 17 illustrates the types of organisms that may be found in the layers of the ocean at various depths, depending on available sunlight. Threats to the ocean. Although oceans are huge, they are steadily becoming more polluted. Most ocean pollution arises from activities on land. For example, runoff from fertilized fields may cause algal blooms, some of which are poisonous. Waste from cities and industries, fertilizers, and sewage running off the land are the main sources of coastal pollution in the United States. Overfishing and certain fishing methods are also destroying some fish populations. Immense trawl nets can entangle organisms that are larger than the holes in the nets. Marine mammals, such as dolphins, which must breathe air, can drown in the nets. Some ships illegally discard fishing lines into the ocean, where they can strangle and kill animals, such as the sea lion in Figure 18. Arctic and Antarctic ecosystems. The Arctic ecosystems at the North and South Poles are marine ecosystems, because nearly all the food comes from the ocean and seas. The Arctic Ocean is rich in nutrients from the surrounding land masses. It supports large populations of plankton, which feed a rich diversity of fish in the open water and under the ice. The fish are food for ocean birds, whales, and seals. Beluga whales, shown in Figure 19, feed on nearly 100 different Arctic organisms. Fish and seals also provide food for polar bears and people on land. The Antarctic is the only continent never colonized by humans. Even during the summer, only a few plants grow at the rocky edges of the continent. As in the Arctic, plankton form the basis of the Antarctic food web. They nourish large numbers of fish, whales, and birds such as penguins, which cannot fly because their wings have evolved for swimming. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.